You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
H2P Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, talking all things Pitt football today on this wonderful Thursday, June 17th. Now, I've been hard at work at Heinz Field covering the Pittsburgh Steelers and their mini camp, so you can read all of our work at dkpittsburghsports.com right there. Myself and Dale Lolly were at Heinz Field all week, but been keeping an eye on what's been going on with Pitt football because they've been extremely busy. Pat Narduzzi and those coaches have been going to work. We all talked about last week how the dead period ended recently and how now players can come visit the university, get the full treatment, get to try on the uniforms, see the practice facilities, see the city, you know, have the red carpet rolled out for them, which you couldn't do during the pandemic because they weren't allowing visits. And now you're getting that in. And by getting that in, you're getting a chance to win some of the battles you maybe didn't win last year. Now, granted, last year they did have one of the top 25. According to ESPN, they were ranked 25 in their recruiting class. So that was something. But now they're pulling in guys. Now, let's go over the guys that they do have as legitimate commitments so far. There's seven total right now. There's Rylan Gandy. Cornerback out of Georgia, three star guy, pretty good, 6'1", 170, decent commitment. Landed him actually just a day or two ago. There's guys that we've known for a bit now, you know, like Avion Groves, a safety out of Ohio, three star safety out of Ohio. He committed like a year ago, so he's still on the roster. They got a punter out of Australia. They know that, you know, they love their Australian punters like Kirk Christodoulou, but Sam Vander Haar, he committed back in May. They have Sean Fitzsimmons, a Central Valley PA guy, defensive lineman, three-star guy, solid prospect recruit. They got him in April, but who they've gotten in the past few weeks is very interesting. They got Jimmy Scott, a defensive lineman out of New York, three-star guy, pretty good grade, ranked third in his state by 24/7. He committed, I believe, on Monday. Talked about Rylan Gandy committing. Jordan Bailey, a running back out of Florida, a shifty running back that I actually wrote about. On Monday for the website, you can go check out my article about him and the commitment to the run game that I see Pat Narduzzi building for the Pitt Panthers, because Pitt needs athletic backs. I mean, that they were at one point being put into the conversation of, are they just consistently running back you when you get, you know, when you have the legacy of Tony Dorsett and Curtis Martin, and then you even in between your big names, you got, like, you know, the occasional, you know, spark plugs like Kevin Barlow, or, you know, when you get a LeSean McCoy, and then you get a Deion Lewis, and then Ray Graham plays really well until he gets hurt. You know, they've had plenty of talents there. And last year, it really seemed like Vincent Davis was working there. You've heard me on this podcast talk a lot about Vincent Davis. If you missed it, go look through our podcast on the HTP pod here on DKPittsburghSports.com. I talked all about where I see him and Israel Abanikanda, or Izzy, as everyone loves to call him, and where those guys are in the running back battle. But Jordan Bailey, another fast, explosive, shifty running back that can catch the ball, 5'11", 175, three-star recruit out of Florida, a good get here. Now, probably the biggest name that I've seen, Jimmy Scott was a pretty big name, as was Rylan Gandy, but they landed a wide receiver this past week, Addison Copeland. Now, this is a wide receiver out of New York. He's a three-star prospect, ranked fourth in the state, but he's 6'2", 190, and runs like a 4.4. So he's big, he's thick, and he's fast. And again, this is still mid-June. They're still going through guys. This is already looking like, okay, there's some solid players here on this list. But another guy who could be right around the corner, we've seen him post quite a few times on Twitter. You know, with him being excited about potentially joining Pitt. And he's a local guy. Is Tyrese Fearbright. Now, he's an edge rusher coming from Perry. 6'5", 210, so he's huge. Four-star recruit, ranked 9th in Pennsylvania. Also, he's a City League guy. Shout out to the City League. An Alderdice alum myself. But you can see Tyrese, if you look up his Twitter account, this kid, he's been posting. You know, they Pitt released their all white uniform alternates, and these high school kids were loving it. He was loving it. He was feeling it. He wasn't committed, but 24/7 has him warm to Pitt right now. And I mean, 6'5", 210, four-star kind of guy from the area. There's a lot of good things that you could say about that if they're able to pull that off. And that would be, what, their second four-star recruit of this class already, if they landed him? No, I'm sorry, that would be their first. They still have landed only three-star guys. But point being, Pitt's making moves. And there is a bit of excitement here. This is also why I don't think that Heather Like or anyone at Pitt is trying to just move on from Pat Narduzzi, even though, yes, there have been some disappointing seasons and some disappointing losses. But when you look at the guys that they're getting, the excitement they're building, and players knowing, like, hey, this coach that's talking to me, he's not just going to get up and leave in like 3 or 4 years. He's sticking around. And Pat Narduzzi, I believe, with one more game, he passes Dave Wannstedt in how many games he's coached at Pitt. And you want that stability for your program. So, and I think, honestly, the more they commit to Pat, and if he can get some wins to earn that, you know, that trust for that commitment, maybe Pitt, you know, can finish ranked for the first time in a long time. If they can push in that direction, maybe you start to get more of these four-star recruits a little bit earlier. Heck, they got a few last time. Or they got a few in this last class. Heck, they got a decommit from LSU and Naquan Brown. So there's certainly a lot of potential there for what's going on with Pitt football and their recruiting. We're going to keep you tuned to that on DKPittsburghSports.com. Check us out there when we're reporting those things, and right here on the HTP podcast. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a specific player who got a little bit of hype and a little bit of honor this week in the ACC. I want to talk about who that player was for Pitt football, why people are excited about him, and where I see this young man going. We'll do that right after this break. back here on the H2P podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, continuing our talk here on Pitt football on this fine Thursday. Now, we talked about some recruits looking forward. Let's look at the present. Let's look at who Pitt does have on their roster right now. Now, I've done a lot of talking about the running backs. I've done talking about where I see Kenny Pickett. But one thing we always know is that for Pitt to be what Pat Narduzzi wants them to be, they need a defensive front. They need a dangerous defensive front that's gonna wreck shop. It's gonna cause problems. It's gonna create panic for offenses, and you do that by creating pressure. And Pitt losing a lot of talent this year. Jalen Twyman, though he didn't play in 2020, still a huge name to go out. And both their edge rushers, who were All-American, consensus All-Americans, in Rashad Weaver and Patrick Jones. So who's going to step up this year? Well, I've talked a little bit about Deslin Alexander. But one guy who's getting some praise right now is Kalijah Cansey. And if you missed it, this past week, he was named by Walter Camp as a preseason All-American to their second team. And Kalijah Cansey, being a defensive tackle as an interior pass rusher, a little bit of excitement there. And I mean, he did have some success. He played in all 11 games last year that Pitt played. He had 7 tackles for loss, had a sack and a half, swatted a couple balls. But he has to do the thing that Pat Narduzzi tells all of his young upstarts. He has to embrace fighting against his weaknesses. And when Kalijah Cansey, he burst onto the scene. I think he had a sack against Syracuse. In the early games, when they played Louisville, he was on fire. He was in the backfield. He was making plays. And Pat Narduzzi was warning us. It's like, Kalijah's doing well, but he needs to focus. He needs to do these things in practice more. And that's not always easy for freshmen to get, because that's what Kalijah Cansey was. He was a freshman. He's about to be a sophomore. A redshirt sophomore. But with Kalijah Cansey, the things that I saw from him, he has the basic elements to what he needs. Now, he's not overly big. He's 6 foot. He's 270. He's from Miami. But when I watched him play all last year, the first thing I noticed was when he felt in the zone, when he felt like there was nothing to have to think about, nothing to have to process, and you could tell that by the way that he played in these moments, you saw how quickly he got off the ball. As soon as the ball was snapped, he was quick, he was bursting, and an offensive lineman had to deal with him within a fraction of a second. And when he got that going, he'd get right into a pass rush move, or he'd get right into digging into the chest of his opponent, working into their frame so that he could establish leverage there and then win whatever battle he needs to win, whether that's a pass rush or maintaining that gap to hold down the run. He had that initial step, but the problem came when he kept having to play, and that initial step wasn't good enough to just beat everybody. And that was Pat Narduzzi's point all along. Saying, hey, Kalijah, yes, you do this one thing great, but we're here to coach you how you could do like 5, 6, or 7 different things great, and how to do them while knowing what your role is within our defense and how it'll change and alter throughout a game, so that you're not thinking about it before the snap. You know it. It's second nature. Those are the things that have to grow. And Pat Narduzzi didn't single out Kalijah Cansey about this. He says this to all his young players. Vincent Davis. In fact, that's the thing he said about Vincent Davis that made him the starter in 2020, was that after 2019, Vincent Davis showed some burst, had some success, had some hype around him. But he needed to understand, like, hey, yes, you are fast, you are quick, but you got to catch the ball better. You got to block better. You got to understand. You got to have vision. You got to have better vision. You have to understand the process of how a play is going to open up and understand the timing and trust your linemen and when to run behind them, when to use that speed. All those things come with training, with practice, with studying, and with committing to your craft. And what won Vincent Davis the role last year was that he committed to his craft and he improved and he made himself more of an all-around running back that Narduzzi could trust. And Narduzzi said the same thing about Izzy Abanikanda. He's got to understand all these different roles, and Izzy, according to Narduzzi, is picking those things up. Now, we've only seen him in the spring blue and gold game, which he did look very good in, to the point that Narduzzi compared him to Le'Veon Bell. But if he is taking those steps, he's doing those things. He's embracing the challenges that Narduzzi's putting in front of him. And that's a big part of coaching. How do you present, what challenges do you present to your players to help them grow? And do they embrace that challenge and move forward? Now, some of that isn't necessarily on coach, it is on the player. Because, you know, like there's the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And that's where... But that's where the motivation and the program and the environment can sometimes motivate the player to understand, oh, wait, if I do this, I got to trust what these guys are saying, but that success will come. And for Kalijah Kancey, what better environment to see if I have success on the defensive front, I'm going to be a big name in this league. Because Pitt's had plenty of those guys. Heck, you just saw three of them get drafted. They're in the NFL. And yes, they went later than, you know, many people thought they would. But they're on NFL rosters right now. They just wrapped up their mini camps. They're getting ready for their first NFL training camp in a month. Best believe Kalijah sees that success. Best believe other defensive linemen like Devin Danielson see that success. Those are the things that can get a player back into the right mindset and say, like, you know, hey, yes, I've worked a ton in my career. Because that's the other thing about this, too, that people don't understand, that it's not as simple as, oh, you know, I show up to work every day, or I went to college, I took classes, why can't they do X? Why can't they get to this really high level? First of all, when you're in Division I football, that itself is an honor. You've already busted your butt like crazy or worked your way to being extremely gifted and athletic like crazy to be among the best of the best in the country. And then on top of that, when you're getting to play in Division I football, you're on another level. So it's tough after you've done all this work. Sometimes it's tough to see, like, hey, I've had success. I had a sack and a half in my redshirt freshman year. I was contributing. I was playing well on a defense. I'm fine. I don't need to do that much. I just need to keep doing what I normally do. And there's times where, yes, just keep your nose to the grindstone if that's where your nose is at. But that's what coaches are for, to say, hey, young man, Look at this tape right here. Yes, it's great that you have this impressive get off. Yes, it's great that you have these initial moves that you're used to and that you're working. But this is how you're getting beat in a lot of situations, and we're gonna help you figure out how to not get beat in those situations. And that's where I think Kalijah Kancey has that chance to be that next special interior pass rusher for Pitt. Now, Pat Narduzzi, he's talked about it. He's talked about these challenges. We'll see how he takes on those challenges when summer camp opens up. I'm very interested to see how that progresses for Kalijah Kancey and Pitt football. But congratulations to Kalijah Kancey for at least getting that second team preseason honor as an All-American. It does mean that people notice what he's doing. We just got to see if that success goes to his head, or if he brushes it to the side, keeps his nose to the grindstone, and keeps working on that craft of his. That's our H2P podcast for today. Thanks so much for listening right here on the DKPittsburghSports.com podcast network. Remember to subscribe to us. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcast. And if you want to help us out, you can leave us a 5-star review with a positive comment. All those things go a long way to helping us out. Also, check us out. If you're not subscribed to DKPittsburghSports.com, what are you doing? You can get all of our great content on Pitt, Penn State, Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, everything right there on the website. If you're not subscribed, you just want to check it out. We have a free 7-day trial right now that if you go and you sign up for a monthly subscription, it's just $5, but your first week will be for free, so you get to try it out. If you don't like it, you cancel and then it's no problem. Go check that out right at dkpittsburghsports.com. We'll have that available for you. Thanks again for listening to the H2E podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts. DK's wrapping up his daily shots tomorrow with more on the Steelers, Pirates, and Penguins. And of course, Dale Lally and I will be talking some more Steelers, wrapping up minicamp this weekend. And you'll get the next edition of the H2E podcast this Sunday when I'm talking about Pitt Hoops. Judah Mintz, the combo guard, that's a four-star kid. He's supposed to announce Friday. Most likely be talking about whether that decision went in Pitt's favor and what's going on with Pitt basketball's recruiting then. Until then, my friends, H2P.